Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
504, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It is getting sticky. It's going to be a serious debate that has to take place for most of us. Do we or do we not break down and get the air on again? You know, I am one of those. I don't mind the heat at all. Heidi is such a New Englander, though. Oh, my God.
I can melt.
Of course, when it's flipped on its head and there's snow and I am hiding under the bed like a scared puppy.
I hate the snow.
I really do. I hate cold weather, man. You just don't know how much I hate it. But anyway, the humidity is the thing that's given a lot of people a lot of cause today. So you got to make that decision. Some great texts I'm going to share with you in a second. I swear to you, the Chronic Air of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And I don't want to scare you, but I do kind of want to scare you that we're just about out of the tickets for Politics and Pints. It's just about done. So if you have been one of those people sitting on the sideline going, well, I'd like to go, I should go, I went to one, I didn't go to the next one, whatever your deal is, you got to act, and you've got to act quickly, okay? You go to WRBA.com, get your tickets. Brian Kilmeade is coming back because he had such a great time. That's a good thing. I'm going to be there, obviously. John Reed's going to be there. Dana Lash is coming in for this. And because we do have that whole DEI thing underway at the Radio Factory, Howard Gutman will be there. Well, there has to be a designated left-wing wackadoodle, and Howard is that. And he will be there to say crazy things, and we will all mock him because he's unbelievably wrong, and he's a swamp dweller. But other than that, I really do like the guy. But you'll be able to see all of us live on stage at Beacon Theater in Hopewell. WRBA.com. That's the only way to get your tickets. I've got to share a little something from CNN. This is really fascinating. That CNN for a while had been, well, they'd been kind of tracking more like a news organization and less like, you know, MSNBC Lite, but it would appear as if they're going back to the future here. And Don Lemon, remember him? Kicked out of CNN and then threw a fit. And then what was he on? I think he did an X show for Elon Musk once. And then Elon kind of said, boy, do you stink. Get out of here. And last we saw of Don Lemon, he had written a book and he was doing this whole thing, this whole video adventure where he was hiding the books all over New York City. And then there were other people doing videos that showed people finding the book and then putting it back wherever they found it or throwing it in the trash. It's not exactly climbing to number one like Bill O'Reilly's book is. And anyway, I want you to take a listen. This is cut number two, please.
How about that? Because we should all be trying to lower the temperature. And I actually agree. It's going to, you know, I'm sure some people will be surprised by this. By at least the effort, I think it's right to sort of lower the temperature. But for Donald Trump and his folks to say, and J.D. Vance, to say that it's Democrats who are causing this.
Right, you just heard J.D. Vance say that.
That's an issue. I wrote down some notes when I saw it. Do you mind if I read this?
Yeah, no, because you know what? Actually, everyone should know, you were sitting just off.
I was just sitting off.
When we played the J.D. Vance.
And I'll just get through some of it. So he's called everyone who works in this building the enemy of the people.
Yep.
Right? We had pipe bombs sent because he kept calling us the enemy of the people, and that CNN was fake news. Crooked Joe, Crooked Hillary, Crooked Kamala, Comrade Kamala, Deranged Jack Smith, Bird Brain Nikki Haley, Bloodbath if he's not elected. There won't be another election if he's not elected. Bringing drugs or bringing crime, they're rapists. Poisoning the blood of our country, destroying the blood of our country, which was something that was Hitler-esque. Communist, Marxist, fascist, left-leaning that live like vermin.
Hmm. And? Oh, is he upset about all that? Oh, you know, I thought he was like putting together a baking list and he wasn't quite to the ingredients yet. Okay, well, no, that's fine. The Teamsters Union, as we talked about yesterday, first time since Bill Clinton, so what, 30 years ago, 40 years ago? First time that they are not endorsing the Democrat for president. Why is that? Well, because the Democrat is Kamala Harris and she stinks to high heaven, right? I mean, that's where we are. Guys and gals who drive trucks understand what's happening in the real world. They understand better than a lot of people what's happening in the real world because they are the first to deal with the price of diesel fuel. Diesel impacts every single solitary one of us. I've had people tell me, well, Jeff, I don't drive a diesel vehicle, so I don't care. Okay. I don't know private automobiles that are diesel for the most part. Mercedes used to do a whole slew of diesel vehicles. I don't know if they still do. So you might very well be right. You don't drive a car that is a diesel car. You don't have neighbors that have diesel cars. But I'm here to tell you, every single solitary thing that you have purchased, that you are wearing, that you are using, that you have eaten, every single thing has at some point touched diesel, whether it's in a truck or on a train. Diesel impacts everything. And that's why the Teamsters Union, seeing diesel prices where they were for the last 4 years, and said, hell no, we're not on Kamala Harris. Now, Karine Jean-Pierre, the current minister of propaganda, was asked about the Teamsters. I want you to take a listen. Cut number 8.
And on Teamsters, I know you can't talk about the endorsement specifically, but the union also put out its internal polling that showed that there was a pretty wide margin of rank and file membership that supported former President Donald Trump. To what extent is that a referendum on the work of this administration?
Look, I'm not going to speak to their poll. I'm not going to speak to the rank and file. Look, it is we're talking about a 2024, obviously, an election that is just a few weeks away. I can't speak to that. I can't speak to their decision to endorse, not endorse. I guess in this case, not endorse. What I can speak to is what this president and this vice president has done in the last 3.5.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Years, this president has been called the most pro-union president ever. And I think
Trump outpulled President Biden.
I hear you. I mean, we're talking about.
How does that reflect on the administration's
work? We're talking about one union, right? We're talking about the team.
1.6 million people.
Yeah, I hear you, but we're still talking about one union. And I'm not going to go into their data. I'm not going to go into their polling. But what I will say is many other labor unions have said, and they've been very clear about what this president has been able to do. Thinking about manufacturing jobs, you're thinking about building an economy that leaves nobody behind. You're thinking about what we've been able to do to make sure that we're bringing back American jobs here, made in America, obviously here. We created an office to do just that. And so the president has certainly not just done the talk, he's walked the walk. And I think there are many labor unions out there who have seen that from this administration. I'm not going to dive in or double down or get into a particular polling that's out there.
Interesting. Incredibly incompetent and fundamentally untruthful, but you know, tomato and coffee cup. I mean, it is what it is. What am I going to do? She's going to lie every single day that she's at that lectern. It doesn't matter. She's lied every day since she got there, and there's not going to be any difference if, in fact, Joe Biden is allowed to finish out his term. I'm still wondering. Look, I know it's 47 days until Election Day itself, but they were so happy to force Joe Biden off the ticket, and they had no qualms whatsoever about doing that. I'm not entirely sure that they let him finish out his term of office. That if they're looking at these polls, and there are a lot of polls out there, that are indicating President Trump is doing just fine, thank you very much, and Kamala Harris has, she's got some real problems. And so the people behind the scenes, and there are a lot of people behind the scenes, who may very well be looking at this saying, okay, here's how we can drag her kicking and screaming over the finish line and bring her emotional support VP with her. She's got to be president. She's got to be seen as the president. She's got to be seen in control. She has to be seen in the Oval Office. And I mean, I hate to say this, but I think there's such awful human beings that comprise large chunks of the swamp that they may very well prevail upon him to leave. He's sticking around right now, as you and I both know, because his wife loves the parties and his idiot son needs a pardon. That's why he's there. I don't know. I just don't know. We'll chat with Dr. Keith Ablo about that. I'm curious to know about the emotional state of people who are doing what they're doing and how they can do it. Gosh, there's just part of me that says you just have to be pretty close to a sociopath to say and do the things that some of these folks are saying and doing. It's crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. I don't know if you've gotten your tickets yet for Politics and Pints. I know by the reporting, there are not that many tickets left. So I would really, really encourage you to head over to WRVA.com. You can do it right now. It's easy to click through there. Get your tickets. If you're worried about a friend or a buddy who was supposed to go with you and you're not sure if they're going to go, my suggestion is get their ticket for them. Seriously, just get it now while we've got them. That way you've got the tickets and God forbid somebody says, you know what, I'm busy October the 16th, or, I don't want to go to Hopewell to the Beacon Theater, or I hate Dana Lash, or whatever it is, I don't care. And they say, no, I don't want to go. All right. Now you got an extra ticket. Believe me, there'll be plenty of folks who would say, I'll be happy to take it off your hands, you know, if history is any lesson. So WRVA.com is where you go to get your tickets for Politics and Pints. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com